Hello everybody listening online, Stuart and Jody here from Carey Baptist Church in Malton in Northamptonshire. Welcome to everyone, those who are members of our church family here locally and those who are listening from further afield. Let us commit this time into God's care. Let us pray. Father God, as we listen to this service online in our homes or wherever we may be, connect us with yourself and with each other through the means of your Holy Spirit, which unites us all. Speak to us. Minister to each one of us at our point of need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jody's going to come and give the reading, which is Matthew 22, verses 34 to 40. Matthew 22, verses 34 to 40.
It's titled The Greatest Commandment. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbours as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
Thank you, Jody. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your word, and we pray that as we seek to apply this passage and this teaching to our lives, that you would take this word, that you would bring it to life through your Holy Spirit, that it would become a living word to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are continuing with our series on stewardship and on the things that God entrusts us with. And this week we're looking at being entrusted with each other, seeing others as a gift to us, that we are called to care, to cherish, and to look after each other. Near the beginning of the Bible in Genesis, God asked Cain in Genesis 4, verse 9, "Where is your brother Abel?" And Cain replied, "I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?" He lied because he had killed him due to jealousy. And the truth is, we are our brothers and our sisters' keepers. We are responsible to each other and for each other and to God. Fyodor Dostoevsky, the Russian novelist, said, "If God does not exist, anything is permissible." And if God does not exist, then who will hold us to account? But if he does exist, we are responsible to him for how we treat each other. Love of God and love of neighbour go hand in hand. When Jesus is asked which is the greatest commandment in the law, which, by the way, was a trick question designed to catch him out, because there were 613 commandments in the law of Moses and you were meant to obey them all. When he was asked, he quoted the Shema, or the Credo, of Judaism, which even today Jews will quote and say every day. In Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 and 5, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength." In other words, love God with the whole of your being, with everything you are and everything you have. He says that this is the first and the greatest commandment. But he doesn't stop there. He says in Matthew 22, verse 39, he says, "And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself." And he's drawing upon Leviticus 19, verse 18, where we are called to love our neighbors as ourselves. Originally, that might have just applied to our Jewish neighbors, but we would see that more broadly and more universally today. And these things are simple to understand, but very hard and difficult to practice. Loving God and loving your neighbor encapsulates what we are called to do. It starts with loving God, but it doesn't stop there. It flows towards our neighbors. It reminds me of what the Apostle John says in 1 John chapter 4, verses 19 to 21. "We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and their sister." So God's love comes first, but it must show itself in concrete love for our brothers and our sisters. And that starts in our church family, but it doesn't stop there. As Jesus says in Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46, when talking about the last judgment, "Whatever we do for the least of these, we do for him. Whatever we do for the hungry or the thirsty or the naked or the sick or those who are in prison, whenever we show love and compassion towards them, we are showing love and compassion to Jesus himself." Loving God in the abstract may seem nice, but that love needs to express itself in our love for each other. And that can be hard when our personalities and egos clash, when we have different views and priorities, different politics and theologies. Look how divided the USA is at present, where Donald Trump still refuses to accept the election results, and many millions side with him. How do we love our neighbors then? Our neighbors who may be our political enemies. You love your enemies not by necessarily giving in to them, but by loving them and resisting them non-violently, like Martin Luther King Jr. did. He didn't just accept the racism in his society, but brought that to the surface in a non-violent way. And we shouldn't accept injustice and oppression of others quietly. We should speak out and be a voice for the voiceless. We here in the UK still have our divisions. Divisions that come from Brexit. Divisions to how we respond to the COVID pandemic. So we can't get self-righteous about the plight of the USA. We have our own problems and challenges. We need to start small with how we relate to each other in our families, in our most intimate relationships, and then in our church family. Do we really care about each other? Do we try with God's help to love each other? We should heed the words of the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 8 to 11. He says, "Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power for ever and ever. Amen. So we're reminded again that we are called to be faithful stewards of the gifts that God has given us, the gifts of God's grace, and to use them to be a blessing to others. The sad reality is that we let each other down. We fail each other. We disappoint each other. But we need to pick ourselves up and try again. It is hard in such times when we can't gather together at the moment or visit each other in our homes. But that time will come, hopefully soon with a vaccine, some good news this week. But in the meantime, don't lose heart, don't despair. Keep praying, keep loving. One thing that helps me to be faithful in my ministry is I'm a member of the Baptist Order for Ministry, or the Order for Baptist Ministry, which is a group of ministers that commit to praying together daily when we are dispersed, and to gathering in small cell groups where we hold each other accountable and support each other. And this week we had our annual convocation or conference where we would usually gather together for a couple of days for worship and time together. But we did that this time online. And although it wasn't the same, it was good to be together with my fellow Baptist ministers and to pray together and to worship together and to talk together and to support each other through some difficult times at the moment. I find this helps me to be faithful in the vows that I have made when I became a minister, to keep serving even when things are difficult. This week we had our deacons meeting also on Zoom, and we looked at our future and our mission and our strategy, and we're looking at things like prayer and how we can gather together in small groups or cell groups to support each other. Because how we pray and support each other is crucial to our life together. And although this has been a very difficult time for all of us, when many of the ways that we used to gather together have been closed down and we have been in our homes, it does give us an opportunity to reevaluate the things that we do, the way that we are church. And it is my hope and our prayer that we may emerge from all of this refined in our love for God and our love for each other. Because ultimately, love for God and love for each other are united together. We cannot have one without the other. And we need God's love to be able to love each other. In our own strength, in our own power, we do not have the resources to be able to go on loving when people disappoint us and when we disappoint other people. We need to find our own love and forgiveness in God, first of all. And because we've experienced that love and forgiveness for ourselves, we can then give it to others. Everything starts in prayer, in God, but it doesn't remain there. It must flow out from there to others. Everything starts in prayer, but it must lead out into active love for others. Otherwise, it remains sterile and does not bear fruit. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that you love us first. And because you love us, you pour out your love into our hearts and our lives and give us the power and the strength and the ability to love each other. Help us hold these things together in our lives, love of you and love of each other. Forgive us for our lack of love towards our brothers and sisters in our church family, in our community, and in our world. Renew us in your love and give us the strength to love each other, especially during these difficult times. Help us to go on loving as you go on loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Emmeline, one of our young people in the congregation, is now going to lead us in some prayers of intercession.
Heavenly Father, we pray for all those around the world who have suffered loss because of COVID-19. Comfort them in their grief. We pray for the scientists and we give thanks about the possible vaccine. We pray for nurses, doctors, and carers. We also pray for our planet, and we ask that the leaders will work together to address climate change. We pray for President-elect Biden and for Vice President-elect Harris, that they will lead with justice and wisdom. We pray for a peaceful transition to a new administration in the USA. O Lord, hear our prayers. We pray for our Prime Minister Boris Johnson and for the leaders of the devolved governments, Nicola Sturgeon, Mark Drakeford and Arlene Foster. We also pray for Sir Keir Starmer and for leaders of all the opposition parties, that they will work together constructively with the government while still holding them to account. We pray for the trade talks between Britain and the EU, that they will be concluded amicably for the benefit of all. We pray for all those working in education, and we thank them for their hard work. We remember in our prayers all those who are out of work, and we ask you to comfort them. Help us as a nation to support the weakest and most vulnerable members of our society, and to remember that what we do for these, we also, more importantly, do for you. O Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for all those in our church family, those who are suffering at this time. Bless our minister Stuart and the diaconate as they work to keep church life going during these difficult times. As we approach Advent and the Christmas season, we thank you for the light of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the hope that he brings to all. We commit all these prayers to you in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Emmeline, for those prayers of intercession. I'll close now with a prayer and a blessing. In our hearts and our homes, the love of God. In our coming and going, the peace of God. In our life and believing, the strength of God. At our end and beginning, the welcome of God. And may the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon us and remain with us this day and always. Amen. Thank you for joining with us online. Next week, there'll be a message by a couple of members of our congregation, Nikki and Stuart Jenkins, who are mental health chaplains, who'll be looking at the theme of how to look after our mental health in these days. So go well and God bless.